This section we want to talk about contradictions in Krishna. Because we read in Bhagavad Gita and other Shastra, Krishna has a form, he has no form. He walks, but he doesn't walk. He has no legs, but he walks. He has no mouth, but he eats. He has no tongue, but he talks. You know, he's inside of everything, he's outside of everything. So it's, everything's inside, everything's outside. Seems like so many contradictions. How do we deal with these? How do we understand these? So this is a big problem because reality or spiritual reality, even material reality, is not always black or white. So when we study Krishna, we try to understand that the reality of Krishna in the spiritual world is beyond our power of perception and our logical way of thinking. So when approaching Bhagavan or studying Shastra about the absolute spiritual reality, there's some basic points we should keep in mind. One is that Krishna has various potencies, and some of those powers and potencies are mutually contradictory. However, they appear to us, to our examination, to our understanding, to be contradictory. But all these potencies, Prasya Shakti Rivadaya Shriyate, Svabhaviki Gana Balakriyasha, all these powers and potencies exist in Krishna with perfect harmony. Krishna's powers and potencies are transrational. They're not irrational, and they're not irrational or transrational. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't always act, that they always act, Krishna's power always acts in a logical manner. Krishna's power energies can act both ways, sometimes logically and sometimes beyond logic, because Krishna is Svatantra. Krishna is God, is Bhagavan, he's totally independent. He follows certain laws, but he's not bound by them. The only principle, the only thing that can bind Krishna is love and nothing else. And love knows no laws. Another point to keep in mind is that the spiritual reality appears one way from our perspective and another way from Krishna's perspective. Shastra speaks about both perspectives, but does not tell us which perspective it's talking about. In other words, Krishna can get pretty confusing. It's all a matter of revelation in the heart, when it gradually accepts all about Krishna.